And can you imagine that crowd when they saw that water separate? when they went across Jericho, what happened? The water stopped. He just stopped the water on this side and let it run off on that side. But in Red Sea, it is. And those walls, they walked between those walls of water, separated on dry land. I'm gonna say it again, on dry land. And you know no sea can, you know where water have been sitting for so long, it didn't dry up in a night. But they walked across on dry land, and those, and the enemy's gonna charge in behind them with their stupid self. Anyway, unlearned or ignorant, they were ignorant, it's for sure. And here come all this water. Trying to do, I'm gonna tell you, the devil can't do what we do. And the devil folk can't act like we act. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when the children of Israel got crossed and Moses turned around, here come Pharaoh. God let him put the wheel back on there. And here come Pharaoh. When he got the wheel back on his chariot, you know what they should have done? They should have went the other way. They should have made a beeline back to Egypt. But no, he's persistent. I'm gonna. But boy, they looked around, here come that wall. That's why we praise. I'm saying all that to get to where we're going tonight. I'm not going to keep you a long time. I'm just going to keep you long enough. Amen. But this is so good. I thoroughly enjoy sharing the good news of Jesus. Did you enjoy yourself Sunday? Y'all did outbid yourself, aren't you? On the food. I don't know who all was involved, but boy, y'all did us. Whew. We're going to do that again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You talking about eating good. When you eat good, you feel like you're somebody. I already know I am somebody. You, of course, you know that. But boy, you just ought to get a little chip on your shoulder, you know. Get real sassy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise, here we go, praise. This privilege have all of his children. Say it with me, I have a right to praise my God. And guess what? Go ahead. Come on. And guess what? No, you say it. And guess what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Everyone, and you know, I know the reason, you know, every day I want to be freer and more yielded to Holy Spirit than the day before. And I haven't always been this free. And I still got the stuff that I'm working on and got to grow up in. But I haven't always had this freedom. You know how I got there? You know what helped me get there? Praying in the Holy Ghost. I enjoy praying sometimes on the prayer line. I know, thank God for the Holy Spirit. He's working things out while we are praying, while we are sleeping, and things are happening, and that's why we don't quit. We just know it's working. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we can say it's working, no matter what my eyes see, it's working. No matter what I feel, it's working. The word of God is working. It's working mightily in me. Hallelujah. It's working. Hallelujah. It's working when I'm singing. It's working when I'm sleeping. It's working the word. Hallelujah. And I And that's what God wants you to have, this freedom. And if you, wherever you are, I told somebody not too long ago, I said, whoever you are, if you don't start moving from where you are now, I said, 10 years later, you'll still be at the same place. You said, well, I never lift my hand. I never said praise the Lord. Well, if you don't do it now, you don't do it tomorrow. You just keep doing what you're doing. 10 years later, you still would not have lifted your hands. Those hands are made to be lifted to the Lord. Amen. The righteous people will lift their hands and bless him with no reservation, but with freedom and liberty, because I know how good he is. And I just don't do it just because I'm in your presence. But it's good to come together and to lift your hands together and bless him. And we want everybody to know that what? Our God is a good God. Hallelujah. This right have all of his saints. This privilege have all of his children. I'm going to pick up. Now, we talked about praising God with liberty and freedom and blessing him and honoring him. But tonight, with the remaining time I have, you know, when you on a subject like praise, you can never tell it all. There's so many scriptures on praise. You can find just hundreds of them in the book of Psalms. And don't go to the rest of them. It's throughout the Bible. Amen. But here's what I read it last week, and I want to pick up here. So go ahead and put up Psalm 9, and we'll pick up at verse 1. Psalm 9 and 1. Hallelujah. Here we go. Psalm 9 and 1. I'm going to say a few things. Hallelujah. By the Spirit of God, I just know I am. Amen. And Psalm 9 and 1, this is going to be from the King James Version of the Bible. And I want to also look at another translation, but I want you to get, we're going to start with Psalm 9. Now listen what it says. Notice what it says, you looking at it. What it said, I will. Who? Who? I will. See, you are removing all your flesh and your mindset and anything else that's trying to hinder you and stop you from doing it. You let everything, including your mind, your flesh, other people's pressure, whatever may be going on, I will. I'm in charge. I will. Why am I going to do it? Because I know something about him. I know how good God been to me, how good he is to me. So, somebody might see me. I don't care. I will. Somebody might talk about me. I will. Somebody might think funny about me. I will. I will. Because God means more to me than your negative thinking. My crossed up feeling or my twisted up thinking that Satan may try to bring some thinking that's cross-wise with the word. I gotta be firm and established in this truth. I will. And the thing I want to do, I want you to do, I want you to be that I will join me. And I will join you, and we will. Right.